That means, Avol inyan tashlumim, but negay, if you did not bring the korban on Sukkis, and you want to bring a tashlumim in order to bring the korban for Sukkis, tashlumim derishanu, it's a tashlumim of Sukkis. No, if you did not bring the korban on Sukkis, you have a right to bring your korban even on Shemini Atzeres. So you see, clearly, Shemini Atzeres has to do with the Yemei Sukkis. So there was no swear to saying that the Iki Yom Tov of Sukkis doesn't need mitzvahs prishim, because those are 7 days, and 7 days can need prishim. So if the Iki Yom Tov doesn't need prishim, who are then Shemini Atzeres last day also can't need a prishim. So Drash Linyan Pazak Hashab, that means Pius Liatzmoy. Pius says the girl used to choose which kohen does the avoda, and had his own girl to choose who would do the avoda for Shemini Atzeres. Shein Pius Bepor Yachag Eitla Mishmoris, Kol Mishmoris Shoenis Lashonim. Abu Parshal Shmini Betzilus Mafais and Olam. On the Parshal Shmini Atzeres, they had a Pius, they had a girl who would do it. Zman Latzma Lavorach Shechiyonu. On Shmini Atzeres, we make a special Shechiyonu. So you see, it's called a regal by itself. The Reish stands for regal Yatzmai. Shein Shein Chagasukas Olam. We say Shmini Atzeres Azeh. We don't say Chagasukas. Kuf stands for Korban Liatzmai. Shein Korbanai Shav Lachol Shar Yemois Achag. Shakulim Porim Rubim V'yelim Shnayim. V'yudalat Tvosim. The carbon on Shemini Atzeres, parechot, a different type of a carbon, parechot, ayelechot, v'shiva kvosim. So you see, Shemini Atzeres is called the yontov by itself. Vayta shin stands for the shir liatzmoi, shein shiru eshov l'chol shashiris. There was a different shir you sang on Shemini Atzeres, from Yemei Chag. It's called shir Yemei Chag, midabim ein gezel matnasanim. First in shekhl, if you call a moed, mefortu sechl sukim. Alright, makopon, Shemini Atzeres had its own shir. And the last bay stands for broch liatzmoi. Means bracha shem mevorchim betfilas chay hamelak nefurish b'tesefton the sukkah shem b'yom hashmini shalach asam mevorchim es hamelach. So they had a special bracha for Shemini Atzeres. So here you see, for 7 things here, Shemini Atzeres is different. But we're saying the 6 things is different. We're saying that's only but a component for tashlumim. Shemini Atzeres is a tashlumim for sukkis. Tashlum the rishonu al matofel didayu. Still you see, Shemini Atzeres is only a tofel to sukkis. So that's the svarim. That if the Ika Yom Tov Sukkis does not need the mitzvah prisha, because that's 7 days, and 7 days you can learn out from 1 day, so it's a svar, the last day Shemini Atzeres also does not need the mitzvah prisha. So if what's more mistaken with the same, that the word lechaper goes back to Avodas Yom Kippur, which is only 1 day, and 7 days before that, which is choil, that's the mitzvah prisha, 7 days before the Kohen Gadol does the avoda, he has to go away from his wife and come into the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Ritva speaks out here, even though this union of Tashlumim, that was saying Shemini Atzeres is considered a Tashlumim the Rishon, that's only talking about a Korban Yochid. The Korban Achoy that the Yochid has to bring on Erlis Riyah, he has to bring on Yom Tov, and then you have to bring it, Metchili, you should bring it the first day Yom Tov. If you don't bring it the first day Yom Tov, you can bring it any day of Yom Tov. And on Shemini Atzeres also, you could bring it, if you didn't bring during Sukkis, you could bring it on Shemini Atzeres. So even though our sugi is talking about the Korban Tzibur, we're talking about, but still, you see in the gate of Korban Yochid that Shemini Atzeres is called the Tashlumim for Sukkis. So that's a story to say that Shemini Atzeres is only a tofel to the Ikar Yom Tov of Sukkis, and that's the Gemara's swear. It's not mistaken to say that the main Yom Tov Sukkis does not need Prisha, and only the last day the tofel of Shemini Atzeres does need it. Therefore, it's mistaken, it only goes on Yom Kippur. That's when it says the Chaper here means only Yom Kippur. It's not like we wanted to say it should go on the Yom Tovim also. Now the Mefarshim speak out, the Havamina to say that let's learn out from the word Lechaper goes on Regolim, it does not only mean the regal and not Yom Kippur. Like for sure, on the Havamina was, we understood Yom Kippur should also need the Mitzvah's Prisha. But the Kashas of the Gemara was, maybe Regolim should also be included in this Mitzvah. Like even the Gemara Tois speaks out in Beis Amid Beis, the bottom Toisvis, like Eima Kapor the Karbonis. As even the Gemara before said, maybe the word kapori here, forgiveness, goes upon kabonis. The Torah also speaks out, pirish deshar kabonis namini boy prisha. The other meaning was is maybe any time you bring a korban, they should also need this mitzvah's prisha. Avolein the farish kabonis dafka to yom kippur nami prisha the kabonisu. But that's the chesfor all along. Now that yom kippur should also need mitzvah's prisha. The Gemara's kasha was maybe all korban is needed. Then the Gemara says, no, it has to be something that happens only once a year. Then the Gemara said, maybe it goes on Mitzvah Regolim, like we're saying from the Siach Yitzchak, that the Kasha was on Sukkis, and then the Gemara's Kasha was on Shemini Atzeres. But our core point of these Kashas was that these days, plus Avad Yom Kippur, the Avad Yom Kippur should also need Mitzvah's Prisha. So the Gemara comes out, it can't go on Sukkis, and it can't go on Shemini Atzeres,
So we now we're left that the word lechaper only goes back on avodas yom kippur. Like our Mishnah says that the kohen gadol before he does the avodah, he has to be purish 7 days beforehand and come into the Beis Hamikdash. And we spoke out from the Tosfos Rosh that this is only lechetchila, it's only a mitzvah, but the Eved, if he did not go into the Beis Hamikdash, he did not lose mitzvah prisha, the korban is still kosher. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, so again, we're in the middle of the Shaila that the Mishnah says the mitzvah prisha, that 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to go away from his wife into the Beis Hamikdash. Who had in the Mora brought down another Mishnah about Paraduma, the same thing. The Shaila, how do we know these two halachas? So Mora first said, Om Rabbi Yechonen said before, from the Pasuk that it says by the Miluim, Kashirosa, B'yayim HaSeh, Tziva Hashem, Lasa is Lechapra Aleichem. So he said, Lasa is, that goes on the Paraduma, and the Chapra Aleichem, that goes on the Avodas Yom Kippurim. To say that, just like by the Miluim, 7 days before the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah, he had to be purish and come into the Oil Moed. The same thing for Yom Kippur and for the Paraduma, there's a mitzvah prisha. So now the Gemara wrote more of Gimel. The Gemara says on top. So for the Gemara before us, the Shiloh, how do we know Lechapa means Yom Kippur? Maybe it means for the Yom Tovim, for the Regolim. So it came out, it only means once a year. The last Shiloh was, maybe it means the Shemini Atzeret, it's only one day. The Gemara answered that Shemini Atzeret is a tofel to the Chag HaSukkos. And since the Ikka Chag HaSukkos does not need mitzvah prisha, because it's 7 days, so Melo the Yom Tov, the last day, Shemini Atzeres, also does not need the mitzvah prisha. The last lesson was, Dotanan, what Mishaloi Chag be Yom Tov Rishon, if somebody did not bring his kabonis on the Yom Tov Rishon, even though it's talking about a korban of a yochid, almost every person has a chiyuv on Yom Tov to bring three kabonis. There's an oilas riyah, there's a korban chagiga, and there's a shalmei simcha. Mi'ikar Adin, you're supposed to bring it the first day of Yom Tov. If you don't bring it the first day of Yom Tov, you could bring them throughout any day of Yom Tov. So he say, Mishaloi Chag v'Yom Tov Rishon. Whoever did not bring these kabonis the first day of Sukkis, Shechag, Choygeg v'Holech, Kol HaRegel Kula. He could bring these kabonis any day throughout the Chag of Sukkis, v'Yom Tov Achrim Shechag. Even Shemini Atzeres also, he can make a Tashlumen. If he didn't bring his Olas Riyah, or he didn't bring the Korban Chagiga, or the Shalmei Chagiga for Sukkis, he could bring it on Shemini Atzeres. You see, Shemini Atzeres is considered like a tofel to Chag HaSukkos. For the Gemara V'yayim Atzeres, as how do we know Lechaper goes on Yom Kippur? Maybe it goes on Shavuos. Maybe that before the Kohen does the Karbonis, brings the Karbonis for Chag HaShavuos, he has to have a Prisha 7 days before. And Tosfos spoke out before that the Gemara Shal now, V'yayim Atzeres, even the Gemara Shal before, let's say it means Shemini Atzeres, it doesn't mean only Atzeres and not Yom Kippurim. The Gemara means, maybe it means both. Maybe Yom Kippur and Atzeres, because Yom Kippur is also a day that you have to bring Kabonis. The question is, how do we know only Yom Kippur, maybe Atzeres also, maybe on Shavuos also, before the Kohen brings the Kabonis on Chag HaShavuos, he has to have this mitzvah prisha 7 days before he has to go away from his wife and come into the Beis Hamikdash. And maybe Atzeres also needs it. To prisha shiva liyoy mechud, you have a mitzvah prisha 7 days before Negev for the 1 day of Yom Tov of Shavuos. And the Gemara, Amar Abba, Donin Par Echod V'Yayel Echod. We learn out from the Miluim that the korban over there was one ayel, one ram, and one par, one bull. Echod Mi Par Echod V'Yayel Echod from the avoid of Yom Kippur. That also the avoid of the Kohen Gadol brought was also a Par Echod and one ayel Echod. La Fuki Atzeres. Mashenkin the korbanos that are brought on Shavuos. The chiv was to bring two rams. So since it's not doim of the korban of Shavuos to the korban of the Meluim, we don't learn out one from the other. Like Rashi says, Donin par echod v'yayel echod, avoidas musaf yom kippurim. When they have the korban musaf for Yom Kippur, was the par echod, one bull, v'yayel echod, and one ram. V'yavoidas shmini l'meluim, the same thing by the shmini of l'meluim, was par echod v'yayel echod. So there also was one par and one ayel. That's why it's good we only learn out. That's for avoidus Yom Kippur, you need the mitzvah prisha, and that's for the avoidus of Shavuos. For the Gemara honi, chalaman diyomar, yoyma kippurim is ayel echodu. It's a machlekes. Like the man the Yomer says, and Yom Kippur is also only one eye and one rim. It's good. Why you say it's more daima to Yom Kippur than Meluim than to Shavuos, which has two elim. Elo le man the Yomer, but according to the man the Yomer, that shnei elim ninu, even on Yom Kippur also the avodah was to bring two rims. So ma'ik le meima. Like what's the difference between between Yom Kippur and Shavuos? They both have two elim. They're both not exactly like Yimei Meluim. So why did he learn out Yom Kippur and not Shavuos? The Tanya we learned, Rebbe Yoimer, Ayel Echod, Hu Oime Kan, Hu Oime Bechumesh Apikudim. As it says one Ayel in Achri Mois in the Parshas of Vayikra, and it says another, a carbon of an Ayel in Bamidbar, in Parchumesh Pekudim. So Rebbe says it's the exact same Ayel, that really there's only Chiv to bring one Ayel and not two Elim. That's Rebbe Shita. Because according to Rebbe, it's very good. Yom Kippur only has one Ayel and one Par, that's why it's more Daima to the Yimei Meluim, the Shemini of Yimei Meluim, which is also one par and one aisle. Lafuki Ateres, which was two elim. But Reb Lezer Shimon holds that even by Yom Kippur, Shnei Elim Heim, there were two different kabonas, two different rims you had to bring on Yom Kippur. Echod Omakan, one that says in Achri Moisin by Yikro, the Echod Ho'oma B'chumash Apkudim, and another, the aisle that it says in Bamidbar, that's a different korban aisle. Samela Takasha. So according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, why do we say only Yom Kippur needs Mitzvah Prisha? Why do we say Ateres Shavuos also needs the Mitzvah Prisha? Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Ayel Echad Hu, Shoye Korben Tzidbav Yom Kippur, Hu Omer Kan V'Yachri Mois, U'me'eis Adas B'nei Yisro Yikach Shnei Siri Yizim L'chatis, V'Yayel Echad L'Yoyla, here in Achri Mois it says to bring one Ayel, Hu Omer V'Pinchas L'Musafim, that's the same Ayel that it says in Pashas by Pinchas, where there it's talking about the Musafim. So you bring one ayah for Musaf, that's all that was brought in Yom Kippur. Mashenkin, according to other man, the Yomit Shver, that he holds no, there are two different elim. One was one in Parshas Achri Mois, that's for the avodas of Yom Kippur itself. And then in Pinchas, it's talking about the Musaf. So Yom Kippur also had two elim. So why do we say Yom Kippur is more daima to the Meluim than Atzeres? After the Gemara, Afilu Temer Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Even according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, that holds that Yom Kippur has two elim, still, Yom Kippur is more daima to the Yimei Meluim than Atzeres is. Why? Hosom chad l'cheva sayim v'chad l'musafim. By Yom Kippur, that it says in Achri Mois to bring an ayil, that's talking about the avoidus al the ikr hayoim. Yom Kippur itself is telling you have to bring an ayil. That it says in Pashas Pinchas, that's talking about musafim. That's a korban musaf. So each one only has one ayil. There's an ayil for the avoidus hayoim, and there's an ayil for musafim. Someila negated avoides hayoim. The avoides hayoim of Yom Kippur only needs one ayil and one par. So that's why the avoides hayoim is doima to the Yimei Meluim. Mashenke lafuki atzeres. Mashenke that on Shavuos the tavayu chayva hayoim ninu. That we bring two elim, two rams on Shavuos. They're not as musafim. They're both as the chayva hayoim. Atzeres is toying the shnei halechim, and the shnei halechim is toying the shnei elim. So the two elim is called the chayva sayyim. So therefore, Atzeres' korban is not daima to Yimei Meluim. By the Yimei Meluim, the avoda was one ayil and one par. So by Yom Kippur, negated the avoda sayyim, excluding the musafim, it was also a koponim, one ayil and one par. So therefore, Yom Kippur is more daima to the Meluim than Atzeres, because Atzeres only has two elim. So Drashi, hosam chad l'chayva sayyim. Hahu diachre mois chayva sayyim. That's in Achri Mois, there it's talking about the avoidus, the korban, you have to bring on Yom Kippur, as the avoidus hayoim. The ain't a korban musaf, that's not called musaf over there. For like, siv hosim milvad eulat haboiker. It doesn't say in Achri Mois, the lotion of milvad excluding the eulat haboiker, kedich siv b'chol ha-musafim. Like it says, no pashas of Pinchas. When there it talks about the musaf, whatever you bring on Shabbos, on Yom Tiv, on Yom Kippur, the musafim it always says, milvad eulat haboiker. The mashma zem moisif al dvar yom b'yomai. That's a lashon milvad. Oyla saboike means excluding the chayve sayyim. You have to bring a musaf. That's what it says in Parshas Pinchas. Those were kabonis musaf. Mashenkin and achri mois. When it says to bring the ayil, it's not called b'teres a musaf, but rather that's al tika chayve sayyim. So therefore, in achri mois it says to bring an ayil and a par. So that's why Yom Kippur al the chayve sayyim. The daima to Yimei Meluim laafuki atzeres the tavayu chayva sayyim ninu lechayva shtei halechem tziv veikravtem al alechem veelim shnayim That by Shavuot it says you have to bring two elim because of the shnei halachim, and that's as the chayv asayim. Now the chayv asayim the miluyim by miluyim the shmini this eighth day the chayv asayim was ayil echad hu dehevi. It was only one ayil and one par. So therefore atzeres is not daima to the miluyim because atzeres has for its chayv asayim two elim. By miluyim it was only one ayil and yom kippur also after avoid the sayim there's only one ayil. Therefore, what's more mistarbar to say when we're learning out lechapir that we're learning out another korban needs prisha just like by Yimei Miluyim that's going on the avodas Yom Kippur. That before the Kohen Gadol does the avodas Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah prisha to go away 7 days in advance. Mashenken atzeres, which the korban is different than the Miluyim, we don't learn that atzeres from Miluyim. Shvat Gemara good, so does it mean shvuis abeviyem Rosh Hashanah? And the Pasuk says Lechaper again, how do we know only it means Ma'is Yom Kippurim? Maybe it also means the Avoid of Rosh Hashanah. The Kabbonish should bring on Rosh Hashanah. The Prisha Shiva Liyay Mechadu. Let's say there's a mitzvah 7 days before Rosh Hashanah. The Kohen has to be Purish. Kedai to do the Avoid of 1 day. So that's Daima to the Miluyim. So why do we say only Yom Kippur and not Rosh Hashanah also? Have the Gemara Amar Abavua, Donin Par Ve'ayil Shaloi. We're talking about by the Miluyim, Aaron HaKoyin, the Kohen Gadol, had to buy it from his own money. Mi par v'ayil shaloi. Who are then on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to buy the par and the ayil from his own money. It was his own money that he bought his korban. Lafuke yatzeres, Rosh Hashanah. Lafuke shvuas in Rosh Hashanah. The tzibur ninu, that the money that was taken to buy the korbanos for Rosh Hashanah and for atzeres, was the money sold tzibur for the trumas halishcha. So since the money is not daima to the money of the Miluyim, we don't learn now these Kabbonis, but rather only the carbon of Yom Kippur, which is also daima the Kohen Gadol paid from it, from his own money, just like by Miluyim, also Aaron there paid from it from his own money. Rashi, Donin Par Shaloi, the Miluyim Mishaloihu, the Yisiv Kach Lecho Egel, it says Kach Lecho, take for yourself from your own money, it means. Of Yom Kippur, Nami Ika Par V'ayil Mishaloi. In Achrim, it says, "Bezeis Yovei Aaron al Kodesh ve'apar ben Boker." We'll soon see the pesukim in the Gemara. About Yom Kippur, also the Kohen Gadol had to pay for his korban with his own money. Lafuki atzeres for Rosh Hashanah the tzibaninu. But this is another teres even for Shavuos. That the korban of Shavuos comes from the trumas halishcha from the shel tzibur, so it's not daima to the korban of the Miluyim. We can't say the word lechaper includes atzeres and Rosh Hashanah. It only includes Yom Kippur. Dumya de Miluyim, that the korban was brought from the Kohen Gadol's own money. So Gemara says, this is good that you're saying that by Miluyim it was bought from the Kohen Gadol's own money. If you say Kach Lecho Mishalecho, if in the Dashim, never the Torah says Loshen of Kach Lecho, it means Mishalecho. You have to use your own private money. That's good. It says Kach Lecho by Miluyim to say that he has to use his own money. Who are then the Asay Lecho? The Torah.